The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Efa.
And Dorian Ampofu.
In the headlines, President Mahama optimistic of making Ghana power hub of West Africa. Kodeo calls on EC to increase awareness on voters' registration. 35,000 ghost names expunged from National Service Scheme payroll. And death toll in Ecuador's earthquake exceeds 400. The news in detail. President John Mahama has restated his vision of making Ghana the power hub of West Africa. He said government has, in this regard, spearheaded several initiatives geared towards improving energy generation. President Mahama said this at the inauguration of the first unit of the Sunon Asogli Power Project Phase 2 at Pung near Tema. He said the completion of the phase will see the addition of 360 megawatts of gas-fired power to the national grid. The president was hopeful that generation of gas from the western region to the power enclave near Tema will be accelerated so that the excess gas can fuel plants like Sunon Asogli. Augustus Akwi reports.
The Sunon Asogli Power Plant is a private sector-led power generation initiative operated by Shenzhen Energy of China. Inaugurating the first unit of the project Phase 2, President Mahama said Ghana is now on a sure footing to be an energy exporter. He said despite the low flow of gas from the West African gas pipeline, alternative arrangements have been made in the interim.
We have signed agreements with Meshes Quantum Energy and Sahara for the deployment of two floating storage regasification units to supply LNG to plants in our eastern power enclave. The West African regional electricity market is expected to commence at the end of this year, and this means that Ghana can place any extra generation we do not immediately need on the market for exports to other West African countries suffering a deficit in electricity supply. It is important to note that the government of the People's Republic of China has been of tremendous assistance to Ghana's power generation efforts. The China-sponsored Bui Dam and the Sunon Asogli plant are contributing significantly to increasing our generation capacity.
The chairman of the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, Yu Zhenxin, said the plant is a fruit of Ghana-China economic relations. He said China will forever be Africa's ally in economic growth. He spoke through an interpreter.
Africa, with the greatest potential among all continents, has become an important driving force for the global economy. As Africa's sincere friend and cooperation partner, China is committed to helping Africa to translate its growth potential into real growth drivers. China and Africa have become a community of common interests and shared future.
The first unit of the Phase 2 project officially came on stream the national grid on February 16 this year.
Augustus Akwi reporting.
Meanwhile, the Millennium Development Authority, MIDA, has organized a roadshow for prospective investors seeking to invest in the electricity company of Ghana and manage it. The event, which is under the private sector participation in ECG's financial and operational reform, is part one of six major projects of the Ghana Power Complex 2 program. In an address, Deputy Minister of Power John Jinapo encouraged local and foreign investors to take advantage of the opportunity to invest in Ghana's energy sector. He also stressed the need for Ghanaians to provide the needed support for success of the Compact 2 project. Here's a report by Frank Ama.
The Millennium Development Authority, MEDA, is to facilitate the procurement of the concessionaire assisting the Ministry of Power and ECG in negotiating the transaction agreement in monitoring and reportage of the concession. The ECG financial and operational turnaround project seeks to make ECG a credit-worthy power off-taker under the power purchase agreement. Deputy Minister of Power John Jinapo said the private sector participation in ECG is to improve performance through private investment.
These are consistent with the objectives of the Power Compact, which seeks to increase private sector investment and the productivity of and profitability of micro, small and large scale businesses. It also seeks to increase employment opportunity for the unemployed, as well as raise the earning potential from self-employment and improved social outcomes for Ghanaians. We expect the selected concessionaire to manage the ECG business, operate the business, and invest in the business over the term of the contract. We do not want you to take over ECG and just run the assets over the period and eventually hand it over.
The chief executive officer of MEDA, Ura Safo, said the event is to sensitize
to see some weaknesses.
Steve investor to form partnership with government to make ECG turnaround projects a success.
Expression of interest in our session for ECG, MEDA on behalf of Ghana, has since April 2016 launched what we call a request for qualification. Indeed, the role of this stage has been a number one. It has involved the Ghana government transaction advisor, IFC, undertaking extensive technical, legal, financial, and environmental due diligence on ECG. Followed by an extensive review of the reports by various Ghana government agencies.
The managing director of ECG, Robert Jamina, was optimistic that government's decision to select a private partner to operate ECG on a concession basis for 25 years will be in the long-term interest of Ghana supply.
Frank Amafal, that report.
Ghana has established a rapid response force to counter any terrorist act. Counter-terrorism operation in any emergency may result in individual freedoms being curtailed in specific instances. The government has therefore directed places which record large gatherings, entry points to car parks and other soft targets to do more searches. President John Mahama disclosed this when security issues came up at a meeting with the Council of State and the Flagstaff House. Napoleon Atukito reports.
The chairperson of the council, Mrs. Cecilia Johnson, commended government for the massive infrastructural projects it is doing, but cautioned against any slips in areas such as the economy and the power sector.
Means of government settling a substantial part of its debt owed to the electricity company of Ghana is refreshing and a strong indication of a firm commitment to building a robust power sector capable of exporting surplus power to our neighboring counties. Council, however, wishes to caution against any form of complacency, since experience has taught us that the power sector can be highly unpredictable.
Security was high on the agenda. The median of all the views expressed in terrorism is the acceptance that a phenomenon could occur anywhere.
One of the prices we have to pay for the security and alertness is some restrictions in our own personal liberties. We are free to drive in and out and walk into public places anyhow, but increasingly we'll find that when we go into public places, we'll be required to be searched, our cars will be searched, or we have to put our items through a scanning machine or something. And we must all understand that the times we live in have changed, and so we must sacrifice some of our personal freedoms.
The president spoke about the deportation of the South Africans who were in Ghana, ostensibly to offer security training to political elements without clearance from the relevant authority.
If we have any special needs as political leaders in respect of our security, the right authority to discuss it with is with the Inspector General of Police. And if there's any need for special training, the police will be aware of it, the security authorities will be aware of it.
The process towards the November 7th elections was also discussed.
There'll be the exhibition exercise. And at the exhibition exercise, political parties are able to check the register, even ward by ward, because I believe that in every ward, in the ward where I vote, my party chairman
past moderate of the global event
be on the register, and who has turned 18 and above and can register. And so if we take that exhibition of the register seriously and help the Electoral Commission to remove persons who have died or persons who are not eligible, then we should be able to get a register that is clean and credible to be able to run a proper election.
Both sides of the table agreed that energy consumers must hasten slowly to jubilate over the modest success chalked up in the power sector, since there are no reserves to stabilize shortages in any of the generation points. The president said the current utility prices prices reflect massive injection of thermal generation in the power mix, adding that the more thermal and less hydro means higher costs for power generation, hence the current level of tariffs.
The reason why the tariffs have gone up is that hydro is the cheapest. Hydro is about 4 cents per kilowatt hour. If you use heavy fuel and gas, then you're talking about between 12 and 16 cents per kilowatt hour. And so the more hydro we pump into the energy mix, the cheaper our tariff will become.
On the economy, President Mohamed's forecast refers to projections by the IMF, the Economic Intelligence Unit, and Fitch, an international rating agency in which Ghana's medium-term prospects are said to be bright. He said inflation will drop from 13 to 12% by the end of this year and eventually go down to a single digit in 2017.
Napoleon Atukito reporting.
China has donated a number of security logistics to parliaments valued at $300,000. The Speaker of the House, Edo Ajahu, said this when the chairman of the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, CPPCC, Yu Jinxing, paid a courtesy call on him in parliament. Dominic Nogi and Augustus Akui have out this report.
The Speaker of Parliament, Edward Doajao, said Ghana-China relations dates back to the 1960s when Dr. Kwame Nkrumah and Chairman Mao signed a friendship treaty. He said Parliament holds the cooperation in high esteem as the House believes in the deepening of people-to-people relations. He said Ghana has always shown commitment to the One China policy. He said when the intention for support to Parliament was put forward, the House noted security as its priority area, and so the donation is very welcome. The items included X-ray scanners and hand metal detectors. The chairman of the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, CPPCC, Yu Jinxing, said his visit is a follow-up to his president's announcement of a $60 billion support to Africa. Chinese President Xi Jinping told African leaders at a meeting in South Africa last year that Beijing will provide that support for development projects, cancel some debt and boost agriculture under a three-year plan. Chairman Zhu said his visit is also aimed at deepening bilateral relations between Ghana and China. He said Ghana's political and economic stability is an admirable one.
Dominic Nogi and Augustus agree with the report.
The Accra Metropolitan Assembly, in collaboration with NADMU and other security agencies, will today conduct a flood disaster simulation exercise. A statement signed by the Public Relations Officer Numo Blafo said the exercise is to test the readiness of the Assembly and other allied agencies in tackling disaster. The Assembly is therefore calling on the public to cooperate with it and obey instructions to enhance the smooth movement of personnel. It advised the people to remain calm and go about their business when they see any unusual movement of security personnel. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. President Mahama optimistic of making Ghana power hub of West Africa. Kodeo calls on EC to increase awareness on voters' registration. 35,000 ghost names expunged from National Service Scheme payroll. And death toll in Ecuador's earthquake exceeds 400. President John Mahama will today start his third session of the Accounting to the People tour of the Volta region. This follows a successful tour he had in the western and eastern regions. The three-day tour will give the president the opportunity to reconnect with the people, where he will explain government policies and elicit feedback. President Mahama will this morning inaugurate a 46-kilometer eastern corridor road from Dodo-Papaso, Nkwanta, and inspect the Dapa-Pampere-Ahamaso Junction Koko Road before paying a courtesy call on the chiefs of Kejebi and Ohoi.
The National Coordinator of Kodeo, Kofi Ahen, has asked the Electoral Commission, EC, to intensify its education on the limited voter registration exercise. He said publicity on the exercise is very low and the EC needs to heighten that aspect. Mr. Ahen thinks the exercise is only limited to the people and those outside Accra are not aware of it. Speaking on a current affairs program behind the news, Mr. Ahen urged political parties to encourage their members to come out in their numbers to participate in the exercise.
A lot of people are not aware that there's going to be a limited registration exercise, maybe in 10 days' time. Because you don't hear it on radio, and there are no posters as well. But it was only this afternoon that I heard somebody talking about the fact that there are some posters around the Enugu area. Otherwise, in Accra and many other places, it's not there. You don't find anything. So, generally, I would say that the awareness is not widespread.
So, what can be done to step up interest or awareness on the limited registration exercise?
The question of just the EC beefing up their publicity in the program. You know, we have up to in about 10 days time, that's about 28, they are going to start. And that should mean that if they start, they should not break through, the whole registration is over. So that is really what they can do to make up for the lost time that they haven't started. So it means that when they started, they shouldn't stop till the end of the program. That will make sure everybody comes out to register.
It seems the process to the election has not been smooth. The EC has come under criticism for being too slow to act on issues. Is that criticism in the right order?
Well, let's pray that they speed up the process. You know, there are a lot of bottlenecks on the way. Nobody knows what is happening. Maybe they have genuine reasons for doing what they are doing, but looking at it from outside, it looks like it is a little bit slow. So there will be the need for them to ginger the process up. They have to quicken the pace so that everybody will be moving abreast with them. Because as it is now, it is a little bit jerky. There are things being said here and there, sometimes denials coming, and it is not smooth.
Talking about the political parties, what also can they do to whip up interest on the limited registration exercise?
They also have a responsibility. In fact, they need to also go out there and call their people to come and assist them. You know, they should also ginger them up, let them come out to vote, because it's in their own interest to do so.
On the new EC logo, Mr. Ahin said the decision and timing is not right and called on the EC to revisit the decision.
The logo told is being embossed on some of the publicity materials that have come out. But on the other hand, we're also being told that this is just an intent. I'm wondering, if it's an intent, then why do you place it on some of the materials that have come out? It has not been launched, but it's still being displayed. I would say that the timing is wrong. It's a wrong timing because they need all the resources at their disposal to go into the election. So it means that if they want to get the logo also going side by side with the election, then it means they will need more money to also change all the things that they have with the logo on. And that, of course, certainly is a lot of money that is going to be wasted there. So one, the timing, and then the money that is going to be expended as regards the production of the logo is another matter. Well, they would have waited for maybe the election to end, and then maybe in their own spare time, they could think about the logo, and then even get the appropriate logo. Because what we are seeing now, if you look at it for the first time, it doesn't look like an electoral commission logo. It has nothing to do with elections. And maybe they understand it, but some of us don't understand. The old one, it has everything to do with elections. For the uninitiated, as soon as you see it, you see that this has something to do with elections. But the one which is it concentric circles or whatever? I don't know what it means. Maybe they will be the best people to explain it for all of us to understand.
Kofi Ahin is the national coordinator of CODEO, still on the logo, a political marketing expert at the University of Ghana. Dr. Kobi Mensah called on the EC to have a second look at its launch. In his view, the logo does not market the country, neither does it reveal the Ghanaian identity. He said the logo has failed what it is supposed to do and lacks the ingredients of communication.
Deputy Chairman of the Electoral Commission in charge of operations, Alhaji Amadou Soule, has tasked the media to have the nation at heart and exercise circumspection in the discharge of their duties to ensure peace during, before and after the forthcoming election. He said the media can plunge the country into disarray through their reportage and entreated them to avoid acts which can mar the elections and plunge the country into chaos. Alhaji Amadou said the media play a critical role in the electoral process and should work closely with the Electoral Commission to promote the country's democratic dispensation. The deputy chairman made the call at a capacity-building workshop for media practitioners on election reporting and highlights of constitutional instrument CI-91 in Tamale. He advised media practitioners to be conversant with the country's electoral laws and CI-91, which will govern the November polls to ensure accurate reportage on the election. Alhaji Amadou said the commission cannot work without the media since it relies on practitioners to reach out to the public. The Northern Regional Chairman of the Ghana Journalists Association, Cesar Bagali, urged the media to remain impartial and professional to ensure peace before, during and after the election. He urged the EC to make good use of social media to augment their information dissemination. The president of the Greater Accra Regional Chapter of the Ghana Association of Health Training Institutions, Obed Esaribediako, is appealing to government to reconsider the employment of nurses from only public nursing training colleges. According to him, students from both the public and private health training institutions deserve equal treatment as they are all qualified to perform the same task. Mr. Esaribediako made the appeal at the launch of the 16th anniversary of the Greater Accra Regional Chapter of the Ghana Association of Health Training Institutions, a report by Doreen Ampofu.
Following a demonstration by some unemployed nurses to the Flagstaff House some months ago, government called for a review of the policy for employing nurses from private institutions. The new policy will require that nursing trainees from government institutions are employed first before any consideration is given to those from private institutions. Thus, the president of the Greater Accra Chapter of the Ghana Association of Health Training Institutions, Obed Asaribediako, said it's not fair because trainees from private institutions are equally qualified.
We speak for both government and private trained nurses. So we are appealing to the president to rescind his decision on that particular case so that every nurse, whether the person is qualified, should be given the opportunity for employment. Same government gave accreditation to the private to train. Because you see, our institutions, we cannot produce the number of nurses we want to produce for the country. That's why these private institutions came about. And they were accredited by the government to train nurses. So if you accredit them and they train nurses who are qualified by all standards, we as an association don't see the need for sidelining them to employ different people with the same qualification.
Mr. Asaribediako also spoke about the cancellation of some students' allowances.
Nursing is a training institution. It's not like the university, and after nursing, you are bounded to serve. I can go and do my degree. Nothing bounds me because I paid for. By nursing, you are bounded to serve your country. So you have to be given some incentives. Or even if the allowance is not even possible, the student loan they said, now few nurses can access it. So why don't they facilitate it so that at least it will be a release to the nursing?
The theme for the 16th anniversary celebration is the role of health trainees in the prevention of breast cancer and ensuring a peaceful election in 2016. Other activities slated for the celebration include breast cancer screening, blood donation, and inter-college quiz competitions.
Doreen Ampofo filed that report.
35,000 ghost names have been expunged from the payroll of the National Service Scheme. The scheme, together with the security agencies and other relevant agencies, are also working to eliminate those with multiple registration on its database. The Minister of Education, Professor Jinano Pukwajuman, who stated this in Accra at a ceremony to present 18 new vehicles to the Secretariat, said government is committed to fight against corruption and the necessary measures are being taken to tackle the canker head-on. Felix Kofi reports.
Professor Jinano Pukwajuman said the deletion of the ghost names has saved the scheme over 12 million cedis. She called on all Ghanaians to help in eliminating corruption from the system. According to the sector minister, the presentation of the vehicles to the secretariat is in recognition of its efforts to block loopholes that some unscrupulous people were using to milk the state. She said the retooling of the scheme with vehicles will help in its monitoring role.
At the time, we were paying about 75,000 a month to our national service personnel, which would have been okay if the money was actually going to those who deserved to be paid. Investigations show that that wasn't the case, and a lot of work went on, the rest you know. But what has happened is that more efficient systems have been introduced, and therefore we are able to clean up the system quite considerably. And instead of 75,000, now we've come down to about 40,000 people. So what it means is that we had excess of some 35,000 people who had no business receiving our money. The board thought wise to make a case. So the vehicles are supposed to make our work more efficient. You know, we work in the district, we are everywhere. And it's very important that you receive reports. It's also equally important that once in a while you also go to see what has happened.
The acting executive director of the National Service Scheme, Dr. Michael Pasahwaite, said after some initial hiccups, the scheme is now better positioned to deliver on its mandate. He said through the Ghana Interbanking Payment and Settlement Systems, the scheme was able to identify those ghost names.
The very articles that have been presented to us are fruits of our hard work here to fight malfeasance, fraud and corruption. And having done that, the government thought that it is wise to reward the National Service Scheme by making sure that we benefit directly from the hard work we have put in to stopping some of the slippages that the scheme had experienced in previous years. We have also eliminated the various individuals and institutions that stand in between service personnel and their allowances, no longer region, no longer district, right from Bank of Ghana straight into your account.
Dr. White called on user agencies to also assist service personnel to improve on themselves for the job market.
Felix Kofi reporting.
For the past 3 months, global oil prices have been going down while food prices keep rising. Some technocrats believe the trend calls for Ghana and other developing countries to consider revamping their agricultural sector to ensure balanced economic development. The president of the Ghana Agriculture Chamber of Commerce, Philip Abayori, said government needs to target massive irrigation and invest in mechanization to propel development to further reduce poverty and hunger. He spoke to George Ankra.
I think we should really look into agriculture seriously and then emphasize in developing the sector to be able to generate employment and also to, guarantee our food security and also be able to transform it to a sector that will be able to technically employ a lot of youth and also strengthen the economy of our country. If you look at the current position, oil prices have fallen drastically, and go to a country like Azerbaijan, which depends on almost 70% oil for its budget, and you realize that they are in serious difficulty and all their foreign reserves have to be used again to prop up their currency. And the rest of the oil countries across the world are suffering greatly. This is a reason for us to rethink quickly to look at the agricultural sector and then ensure that any resources that we have, we can expand it and then make it our source of hope.
Have you been able to assess the reason why oil price is falling?
Yeah, I think it's very common knowledge that countries that used not to have oil now have a lot of oil. And previously, when oil, there were just a few countries that had enough oil. Now, currently, you look at in Africa, a lot of the countries have. We, in Ghana, for instance, used to buy hot oil and we didn't have any oil resource. Now we have. Nigeria has. I mean, almost all the countries within Africa have found a lot of oil.
Philip Abayori is the president of the Ghana Agriculture Chamber of Commerce.
About 413 people are now known to have died in the earthquake that struck Ecuador. The 7.8 magnitude quake struck Ecuador's Pacific coast on Saturday, and the search for survivors continues. President Rafael Correa noted during a visit to the West affected region that the cost of rebuilding the affected areas is likely to be in the billions of dollars. He said the quake is the biggest tragedy to hit Ecuador in the past 7 decades, with about 2,500 people being injured. To end the news, the main points again. President John Mahama has expressed optimism on his vision of making Ghana the power hub of West Africa. For this reason, government has begun several initiatives aimed at improving energy generation. President Mahama said this at the inauguration of the first unit of the Selena Sogli Power Project Phase 2 at Kunyetema. The National Coordinator of CODEO, Kofi Ahen, has called on the Electoral Commission, EC, to intensify its education on the limited voters registration exercise. He said publicity on the exercise is very low and the EC needs to heighten that aspect. Mr. Ahen believes the exercise is only limited to the people of Accra and those outside are not aware of it. He made the remarks on a current affairs program behind the news. 35,000 ghost names have been expunged from the payroll of the National Service Scheme. The scheme, together with the security agencies and other relevant agencies, are also working to eliminate those with multiple registration on its database. The Minister of Education, Professor Nana Jinupukwajiman, stated this in Accra. The death toll in Ecuador's earthquake exceeds 400. The 7.8 magnitude quake struck Ecuador's Pacific coast on Saturday, and the search for survivors continues. President Rafael Correa noted during a visit to the West affected region that the cost of rebuilding the affected areas is likely to be in billions of dollars. The news was presented by Doreen Ampofu
and Samuel Essa in Accra.